Thank you, Chair. Given that I am the first expert to take the floor, I would like to begin by welcoming the delegation of Luxembourg to this constructive dialogue, where we will address the situation of human rights in the country. And in particular, I would like to thank the Grand Duchy, the delegation, and the head of the delegation for the document that they presented. I personally greatly appreciated the clarity of the information, the specificity of the data, the abundance of the statistics, which in my view is evidence that the Grand Duchy is a state that takes seriously all matters related to human rights. One cannot say that you did not respect gender equality, for quite easily we can take a look at the makeup of your delegation. Our work, however, is not to be pleased about the gains, although we should be pleased for the gains in the case of Luxembourg, but what we will do here is to turn our attention to the list of issues that the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg responded to exhaustively. And I will begin with question one. And here I will address issue one and issue number two. And I will begin with the first one. In paragraph four of the concluding observations of March 2003, the committee recommended the state party to consider re-examining its reservations, seeking to guarantee, to the extent possible, the withdrawal. And this refers specifically to the reservations of Articles 10, paragraph 3, 14, paragraph 5, 19, paragraph 2, 20, paragraph 1 of the Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. In replies, the state party says that a draft bill on criminal justice, in fact, this was pointed out by the head of delegation a few minutes ago, that a draft bill on criminal justice for minors, separate from the System for the Protection of Youth, was underway. And in keeping of what the legislator plans to do with this future law, the reservation could be reconsidered. And that is one of the questions for your distinguished delegation. So here I wanted to raise a few items. First, this reservation is not that clear. It's the reservation Article 10, paragraph 3. Could you explain that to us? Tell us why the reservation is there. And then still on the same reservation on 10.3, could you tell us how and why the withdrawal of the reservation depends to some extent or another to the adoption on the draft bill on criminal justice for minors that will be adopted in the future by the Parliament? The second question that I have on these reservations is that no response was provided to the question on reservation for 14.5. Could you justify this reservation to for 14, paragraph 5? And when it comes to the reservation to Article 19, the state party seems to believe that the system for the authorization of broadcasting companies, of television channels, or of the cinema, are compatible with Article 19 by adding that the reservation could be reconsidered after the entry into force of the constitutional amendment that was also mentioned by the head of delegation. And we know that right now you are considering a constitutional reform. So the only question that I have in this regard is, could you please explain the relationship between the constitutional amendment and reservations to Article 19? And now we move on to issue number two, and this is an issue that relates to the application by national courts of the covenant's provisions. In your replies, you say that the covenant is recognized by legal jurisdictions in Luxembourg with a direct effect and is given primacy with respect to all domestic rules, including the Constitution. And furthermore, the head of delegation has reminded us that this case of Luxembourg is a monist system. And here, well, I can mention several decisions, and I will briefly go over them. There's a study of February 7, 2018 of the Court of Appeals, the Miesnar decision of December 14, 2006, the ruling Roman v. Voltaire of November 13, 2001 of the Court of Appeals, and also Roman v. Voltaire of December 5, 2002 of the Supreme Court of Justice, which recognizes the human rights conventions are regularly included in domestic law, and they are given a primacy over the Constitution. The question that I have about this, and I appreciate that you have given us specific examples of how the covenant is used by courts, especially by the higher courts in the Grand Duchy, but I have a question, and could you please specify the constitutional procedures to include treaties in domestic law? Because it seems to me, as I read the replies to the list of issues, that they don't fully work together. That is, the idea of including the conventions in domestic law and the idea of monism, they don't seem to go well hand in hand. So I would like to ask, what are the constitutional procedures that allow for the inclusion of the treaties, and specifically here, the human rights treaties, in Luxembourg's domestic legislation? And I would like to know what would happen if there is some conflict between a human rights convention and Luxembourg Constitution. Has that ever happened? And if so, will the Constitution be reviewed? Or what would happen? And how would a contradiction or a clash between a convention and the Constitution, how would it be fixed? So this concludes my remarks within the time allotted. But before I conclude, I would like to thank the delegation again for the submission of their report, for the replies to the list of issues, and for the documents provided. We really appreciate it in the committee.